They range from 50 to 60 feet taller than the existing lattice structures that we're replacing. The reason for the increase in height is that it will allow for proper clearance when the DOT constructs its new on-ramps from Highway 45 to Interstate 94.
What's the status of the substation that motorists would often pass, whether they're going north or westbound through the interchange?
Three substations. One is the Brookdale substation, which is south of the interchange. Then also the 96th Street substation, which is just at the northeast corner of the zoo interchange. And then the Blue Mountain substation, which is west on 94. Since the transmission lines connect these substations, we need to make modifications to them as we complete our work.
What do these substations do exactly?
If you think about the transmission system as kind of an interstate highway in itself, but for electricity, the substations could be seen as kind of interchanges. They're a part of the overall grid network. They're nodes where power can be transferred to different areas depending on the load need.
I'm getting a picture here of the need for pretty elaborate communication and coordination between your company and the DOT.
With so many moving parts on the project, we hold biweekly meetings with them and We Energies to coordinate our efforts.
So whether it's the new poles or the substation work that people can actually see on a daily basis, when will all of that come to completion?
Work is going to continue until January in 2015.